is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to another exciting edition of Nail It on Guardian 96.9 FM. And my name is Leonard Sands.
And my name is Debbie Deal.
And today we're going to have a very exciting show. We have a super guest in the studio. And to kind of bring us into the space where we can introduce our guest, I'm going to tell you about the rain and flooding and some horror stories that I'm quite sure persons would have had over this weekend, but I hope everyone kept dry as much as possible. And we're changing things a little bit for this show, so I'm going to give the numbers right now because we're going to talk about something that we started last week, but we're going to go deeper. We're going to go deeper into this topic, so I need people to join in and ask the questions. Numbers you can call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. And if you want to join our conversation by text, powered by BTC, it is 422-4796. Now, the conversation we started yesterday was about exterior weather treatments. I call it that. You could call it exterior coatings. And I think it's so topical that we had a significant weather occurrence that brought two types of things to your home. You had the rain, which affected your exterior, and you had settled water, which affects also, in some cases, your foundation walls, some cases, and some of the photos I saw on Facebook and TikTok, your floors and the damage, your furniture. So we had a lot of water issues. Now, one of the mitigating things you can do with water is try to prevent water intrusion. And one of the many ways you could prevent water intrusion is with paint. Today on our Nailed It show, we are going to talk about paint in ways that you have not appreciated. So I'm probably going to botch up this gentleman's last name, so I'm going to let him introduce himself. But his last name is not Williams. I just want to say that for the audience, because when we tell you who he is, you're going to call him Mr. Williams. His last name is not Williams. Please introduce yourself to the Bahamas and our listening audience on Nailed It.
Well, Leonard and Diane, thank you.
Debbie.
That's
all right.
For the invitation.
Good job, you're not my boyfriend.
Exactly. I'm horrible with names. But my name is Reto. Last name is Giovanoli.
Giovanoli, so, yes. There you go.
And I'm from Sherwin-Williams Paint.
We are Bahamians. Still believe there's a Mr. Williams somewhere.
Yes.
In the back.
Yes.
There. Who wants Sherwin-Williams? No, it's a Mr. Giovanoli. Giovanoli.
Yeah.
And so tell us the story of Sherwin-Williams Paint from the perspective of why there was a need to have a Sherwin-Williams Paint in the Bahamas.
Well, the story is funny. We started in 2002. And it started simply just by a reaction. Not a reaction, but someone said, hey, you know what? We need Sherwin-Williams paints in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And that sparked a thought in my father's head.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, why don't you write and let's see if it can be done. And it started 6 months later.
Wow.
We started our original store still on Prince Charles,
mm-hmm.
opposite Doris Johnson.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then we then grew and opened up.
That was
up.
The original store?
That's the original store.
I thought the original store was always Harold Road.
No. East Bay Street, I thought, was the original one.
No, you guys are getting confused with Bahamian Paint.
Right.
But you're Sherwin Williamson now.
Yes, because we bought them out in 2019.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. right. But you were always... So the first one
One was Prince Charles. Mm-hmm. Then we expanded and did another location, Cable Beach.
Cable Beach, yes. Yes, so that was
by
Sbarro. Yeah.
And then in 2019, we decided to buy Bahamian Paint. And we discontinued all of their brands other than Somme. We still have the Somme roof mastic.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
And then we turned that into our superstore, mm-hmm. which is Sherwin-Williams today. So
today,
we've been there 6 years now.
Okay. And how many years in total from inception? Oh, when did your first year you all opened?
23 years.
23 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So paint, not only paint, but I want to get into the other particulars about it. And we were having a conversation off air, and I like to tell people my prejudice. When I started residential construction back in 2011, so this would have been 1 year before you guys opened.
No, we opened in 2002.
Okay, mine was different. 2010, 2011, coming from Avco and some projects there. I only used Sherwin-Williams paint. Now, I am biased because I generally only knew about Sherwin-Williams paint because one of the projects I had at Lyford, the architect and team out of Boston, that's what they specified. Turned out beautiful, liked it. So from that project, I only used that paint. I said, because I want every project to turn out like this. Beyond that, painted my own home with it, all the interior. Everything I did with Sherwin-Williams paint. And for me, that was the brand that I knew. I was the odd one, I guess, because I only knew that brand, that and Dutch Boy. I never even knew about the other brand until later on. So talk to us about what you think is special about Sherwin-Williams paint.
Well, firstly, Sherwin-Williams is more than 150 years old. So it's the largest paint manufacturer in the U.S. and in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., they not only manufacture the paint, they also sell the paint. So we have about 5,700 stores from East Coast to West Coast.
Mm.
It is the number one choice for contractors and building companies in the U.S. We didn't really fully start in the Bahamas until about 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little time to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now 23 years now. We are becoming, you know, more popular and more top of mind. We're doing a lot in terms of advertising. We're doing a lot in terms of big projects.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes us special is the breadth of products that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have floor coatings. We have industrial floor coatings. We have heavy industrial for tanks, for steel beams, for seaside, like marine type.
Seawalls and what's not.
All that sort of stuff. We have epoxies. We have millwork, such as for cabinets. We have architectural paint, interior, exterior. We're the only Sherwin-Williams store that also only sells art supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the only Sherwin-Williams store in the world.
That sells
art supplies. We're the only store in this country that sells art supplies.
Almost too.
No, for true.
So, mm-hmm. But what we also like to do is we like to teach our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we don't, all we do is train. We train, and we try to get our guys to train as much as possible. Because paint is not easy.
No, it's not.
You don't just wake up one day and say, hey, no. You know what? I'm going to sell paint. No, because if somebody's spending $1,500 on some paint, you want to make sure that they get the correct paint.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend a lot of time training our guys. We do seminars from the National Hardware and Paint Association, mm-hmm. in the U.S. We also have training from Sherwin-Williams that put us through courses.
Mm-hmm.
So we know how to sell, what to sell, what paint is made up of. Does everybody pass? No, but it's a bit of a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very important. Training. That's key. And if we don't know, we have the answers that we can find. So all of our clients, so that we can print data sheets, we can highlight what's on that data sheet, what is the drying time, what is the recoat time, what is the stackable time, you know, what is the process for mixing the epoxies.
And you know why that's so important? Because you could have a horrible painter that could totally destroy the Sherwin-Williams paint.
Yes.
And that's why it's important. You need to make sure that those persons know actually how to use, how to paint properly.
Yeah, because what then happens if the paint fails, the painter says it's the paint.
It's the paint.
No, it's usually how you apply the paint.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you mix, we would say, especially epoxies, it's a one-to-one ratio. They sometimes just use part A. They forget about part B, which is the hardener.
And then it never dries.
Yeah.
It never dries. Lord, it stays tacky. And then they say, oh, it's the paint. So we try to mitigate that as much as possible.
You know, and to that point, though, going back to epoxies, I think today people are finding value because I've done, you know, a couple of projects where we had to redo garage floors. You could do a very beautiful garage floor with the right kind of paint slash epoxy finish, if you know how to do it. Well, beautiful.
And most people think the word epoxy means the best. No. Epoxies are sensitive. Epoxies are great at chemical abrasion, resisting alkides and oils. They're good at rust inhibiting, but they're not good with sun.
No. So you shouldn't do an exterior surface with epoxy.
Epoxies are only meant for interior, not for like exterior drivers. It will chalk.
So what happens if we have an exterior driver? What if I want to read? Let's say we have a driver. I don't like concrete.
But you have floor coatings.
Yes.
Yes.
But those are meant for, like, we have like our ArmorSeal 1000. It's meant for like warehouses, not on the outside. It's for the inside. No. So forklifts could drive on it. We also have a moisture cure urethane, which is not an epoxy. It's a single component.
It's a sealer then.
But it's an amazing product. It's expensive, but it's a moisture cure urethane. And the reason why it's so great is moisture cure. So the more humid it is, the better it cures. So we have that in a clear. We have that in a deck gray. And it works fantastic. And you can put that on the outside,
but
it's expensive.
I just want to ask you. So you could... I mean, but expensive.
I wouldn't use it for the driveway. I wouldn't use it for the driveway.
What would you recommend for the driveway then? If you want a nice exterior finish, which is not just a roll-on paint, but could hold up to your car rolling back and forth on it, that gives you that garage-type look, but maintains, what do you recommend?
You would need to do either of two things. Option one is you could use our heavy shield, which resists hot tire pickup. It must say resist hot tire pickup. And people say, well, what's hot tire pickup? What that is when you're driving and you come home, your tires are hot. And it sits in your driveway.
In your driveway, yeah.
And it may burn into the coating. You get up the next morning, you leave, and it... Heals up because it's melted into it. So you got to make sure that your driveway coating resists that hot tire pickup, so it doesn't melt from the heat of the tire. That's one thing. Now you can go a step further. You can use the same coating and you can put flakes onto it. So you can broadcast the flakes, but over the flakes you got to put another clear coating, which is from our H&C line, which resists hot tire pickup as well. So therefore, you get the color you want.
Right. The flakes in it.
The flakes. And then you sandwich the flakes in with the clear sealer.
A lot of people have been asking about doing the same kind of product, I guess, on the interior of their house rather than laying tiles or putting down carpet. But for me, it has to be a self-leveling one because otherwise I don't know if I would even try to do that because otherwise it's going to be a hot mess.
That is tricky. I'll tell you why. It takes... Depending on the coating, it takes the profile of the cement. A big thing right now is you can do polished cement, right? And that looks great.
It looks great, yeah.
You can seal it. It looks perfect. But if you want that smooth look, you will not get it from a regular floor coating.
No.
Because it'll just, it's not thick enough to take, to cover up the profile.
Hide all the
sins. And then if you put a steel finish onto it, it's so polished that it won't stick to it.
Really?
Yeah. You cannot just put, when you polish that concrete, that seals it itself. And it's so smooth that any coating that goes onto it will not stick. You would have to acid etch it again.
Oh, wow.
So then you go to the self, you then go to the self-leveling, which we have our 650 SLR.
Oh, you do have self-leveling?
Yes. Okay. We don't stock it. Because,
why not?
Because for Sherwin-Williams to sell it to you, there has to be a certified applicator.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like...
Just like I said, if you have somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and they use the product and it looks horrible, it's not going to be them. It's going to be the paint.
Yeah, and then liability issues.
Yeah.
So Sherwin-Williams usually has...
I agree with that.
...has seminars where you can get certified for like floor coatings.
Or you could maybe bring somebody in and get a permit for them to come in for two or three days.
You can do that as well.
Because nobody does that here or... Very few would do that here.
Another big thing with floor coatings is the terrazzo floors.
Yeah. I love that.
I love terrazzo floors.
We sell those too. I mean, Sherwin-Williams makes those products, but we can't sell it because there's no certification here.
Let's see. Debbie, you think what I'm thinking? You need to get some certifications for some terrazzo and coating. So
that's a big thing.
You go into airports in the States and Canada, and the terrazzo floors are just amazing. Gorgeous, and then they've got the little bits of brass in them. And goodness
gorgeous.
Sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So we got Reto. He has connections to getting us a trainer to come over and certify. Maybe we need to get some people certified to do terrazzo.
You know what?
In
I think people are... First of all, not many people want to use ceramic anymore. I won't touch ceramic with a 10-foot pole because all you need to do is drop a hammer or a chair falls or something, and then you got a chip. And then for me, I have to take up the whole thing, and if they can't get any more, I've got to do my whole house. I can't do that. Porcelain I love, but it's expensive, and there's not the different types of porcelain are similar.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting kind of tired of the colors and the sizes and all that kind of stuff. So to do something like that would be great, especially in like an entrance way of an amazing building or something right?
You know,
or a lobby.
Yeah.
There are a lot of niche markets that I keep on telling people, like, listen, industrial coatings is a niche market that nobody touches here. I don't know why. Yeah, and we sell a lot of heavy industrial, but you got to know how to apply it.
Yeah.
Right. So I do a lot of trainings. Like for some of my clients, like Nassau Cruise Port, for Arawak Port Development, I train their guys on how to apply these sometimes three component systems.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But also another niche area is floor coatings.
Mm-hmm.
If I had more time on my hands, you know, that's something that I would go into.
What distinguishes the you said floor coatings from the industrial coatings that you mentioned? What's the floor coating that you're talking about that's different from what you previously mentioned?
The floor coatings I'm talking about is like the terrazzo, or they have the metallic floor coatings, which is amazing. Like when we used to do a lot of contractor shows. And we're planning to do another one soon, probably in the first quarter of next year.
Okay.
But it's going to be more focused on paint sprayers, pressure washers, because we sell equipment as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just to teach these guys
how to do it.
Have them stop painting over paint that's already peeling. Have them pressure wash it first, let it dry. Don't put the paint on it for a few days. I mean, God forbid that they would wait a day before they put paint on it.
Those are more aesthetic type of coatings, like H&C. They make a nice metallic.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is pricey. But you know, if as you said earlier, if the customer wants it,
if
you're going to spend a ton of money on tiles, but you could get something that's customizable,
right?
Only you have that's priceless.
Well, having a business and you really don't want carpet to come to the door. Because then, even if it's carpet tiles, it's just a mess. But you have like this large area, let's say 20 by 15. I mean, that would be great to use something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a statement. As you open the door, the statement is right there, right?
First impressions are lasting impressions.
Absolutely, yes.
And in terms of the industrial floor coatings, they're more for taking on problems like forklifts, pallet jacks. They're a little more tougher. They don't look pretty. I mean, don't get me wrong. Once the floor is done, it looks pretty.
It looks pretty,
but
over time,
there's no design to it.
Yeah.
It's just a coating that resists that sort of traction or that, you know, back and forth. Like we have a floor epoxy called ArmorSeal 8100. Mm-hmm. It's water based. It's a two part, and it has no scent to it. Mm-hmm. So some of some of our clients, some of the big hotels, they use it
because
right
they can,
where guests are.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it can even be applied to damp concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this question. Since we're going with some of these coatings, we don't do a lot of it like in North America, but we do have a lot of marinas. So we do have surfaces that are wood, and mm-hmm. we need to seal them.
Mm-hmm.
What are the products that are best for sealing, let's say, whether it's pressure treated pine or something harder than that?
EPE
or something you use on a nice deck. What do you suggest for that?
Now, if you're doing pressure-treated 2x4
yeah.
and you want to paint it, not stain it,
mm-hmm.
you got to prime that with an oil primer.
Really?
To block that treatment up. Like in the U.S., none of their wood, they do, but most of the wood that's sold is untreated.
Mm-hmm. Here, it's not pressure-treated. And the untreated wouldn't last.
No. So here, we only sell pressure-treated.
Yeah.
But right. there's a green treatment that comes through. And if you use a water base,
it's going to bleed right through.
And sometimes when you go and you touch the wood, it's wet and everything's still from
and
that.
And you have to let that dry out before you apply any paint to it. That moisture needs to come out. Yeah. It has to acclimatize, right? Mm-hmm. So always prime it with an oil primer. It is tedious.
Yeah, you know, we like the water. I like acrylic. I
agree with you. But if you want to block that stain out,
you gotta
over that oil primer, my recommendation is using a water-based paint.
So oil prime, then water-based paint to operate.
Because water-based paint grows less mildew.
Oh.
I just find that paint would get slippery.
Yes.
So especially that's why,
you're talking on the ground,
that's
right?
Why yeah, I but we go to stain it like a deck.
Okay, for a marina.
Marina, yeah.
If it's for a marina, we do have a product that you can use called our Super Deck Elasto Dock.
Okay.
Which is, it's an elastomeric that what happens is if you have any rough wood or like any wood that's been beaten up a little bit, you can put this on one or two. Two coats, and it actually smooths the wood out. So we've used it in Lyford Key on their marina. And it works out great.
Okay.
That's for the marina. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we do use wood on exterior treatments a lot around the Bahamas and Nassau. Of course, we have a lot of marinas. Mm-hmm. And I'm figuring you don't want just the raw material. It's not going to last.
No.
You have water on it all the time. So you have to put some kind of protective coating on it.
Now, for some reason, I was thinking about just regular pressure-treated wood. But if you're saying pressure-treated wood that's on the marina, then no, you don't need to coat it with the oil primer. You can use the Super Deck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, dock.
How does that hold up also if you're using, now, we're talking about pressure-treated. What if we're using something like a hardwood, a Brazilian EPE or something? How does that application work? Would you recommend just a sealer for the same marine application, but this time it's an expensive wood. You're using a Brazilian EPE.
Well, number one, you don't want to prime it because you're not going to... If you prime it, you're hiding the grain.
Yeah, you're hiding the grain.
You don't want to paint
the grain.
It.
Yeah, you want to see that.
Stay away from paint.
Okay. Yeah.
You got two options then. Mm-hmm. You can either let it just turn patina gray. Mm-hmm. Some people
which is
like
that. I love the patina
gray. I love
gray.
That.
Yeah.
If you don't, you want to keep it good, then put Pinofin. We do sell Pinofin exotic hardwood stain.
And what is sealer. It? What does that do?
What it does is it seals it to whereby it gives it its color again, gives a little more protection from the sun so it doesn't dry out. Okay. Well, not dry out, but turn patina.
Turn patina, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then when you go to recoat it again, you just clean it again and then recoat it with Pinofin again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course, you know, a lot of people will let their furniture, even their furniture teak, go into that gray thing.
Yeah.
And then there's other people that are saying, oh my God, I can't stand that. And they're trying to change change that into a color. And then there's some people that have a color that are trying to change that into a weathered look.
Listen, I mean,
it's
exotic
crazy.
Hardwood
it's
will
crazy.
Last longer than you and I.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The only thing is the aesthetic of it. Do you want to see it grayed the way it looks like mildew or like that gray?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to see it in its original color of like brown
like
that rich cherry
I like it when it starts to turn a little gray.
Yeah,
now,
me too.
Let me ask you a question. So we moved up, we talked about the deck and we talked about the flooring, we talked about some other elements. Let's talk about the exterior of your home.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that we live in a extremely hot, then extremely wet climate. So we have rain going on right now. We had rain last week, but today it was scorching hot. Let's talk about the exterior of your house. Now, you got two concerns on your exterior house. You got the masonry finish, and you get your soffit and fascia. That's wood. Talk us through your recommendation for our particular climate, the best products that you think Sherwin would recommend for that.
Well, first of all, let me just say, cement is the worst enemy of paint.
Really?
Well, yeah, because...
But it's all we use.
I know. I know.
Every home here is cement.
When you first put on that lime finish, it's high in alkalinity.
Yeah.
It highly has acidic. To cure. Mm-hmm. You cannot just put paint straight onto it. It has to get down to a neutral pH. Mm-hmm. That takes about 45 days.
Mm-hmm. We never do that, right?
No, I know.
We're never waiting 45 days.
We wait 15 minutes.
And I just know, we never do that, Randall. Come on.
The good news is Sherwin-Williams does have a product that you can put on within 5 days that actually, it's a hot stucco primer. So whenever the cement is alkali, it's called hot, okay? So we have a product called Loxon Primer. It's a fantastic product. And you could put it on within 5 to 7 days of finishing your lime. Finish, and it will reduce the pH, and it will stop any burnout.
Yeah.
For the color that you're going to put on top.
Well, cement has a when it cures, it has that heat because of the chemical reaction. It's kind of like if you use I hope nobody's using it anymore, but you know the powdered laundry detergent. Mm-hmm. You put that in your hand and put it in the water
hot.
And it burns
up.
That's the chemical reaction, same as cement. Yes. And that same chemical reaction would have that effect with the paint as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, but this is interesting because where do we have these conversations? You know, we watch projects all across this country. Mm-hmm. In fact, renovations just happened this summer with a school project. I watched a wall get completed on a Friday, and Sunday they were painting it.
Oh, yeah.
The school opened on Monday.
Yes.
So it's safe to say that's going to have some scoring and scorching in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yes. It's safe to say. Yes. I watch it happen.
And a balloon with full of water if they don't paint it properly on the top. And,
yeah. Well, I just had this issue with another job, and they look at you as though you're crazy. They're like, no, all right. But so getting back to you have to prime the surface well. So if it's a new construction, prime, either wait to 45 days or use the specialized product.
The specialized product, yeah.
Put it on, let it dry or overnight, come back, paint, you're good. The walls are good. Mm-hmm. Two coats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then when you go to the soffit now and to the box and to the fascia panel, prime it. And put a water base onto it, and you grow less mildew because oil paint is sort of passe. Nobody wants to use it anymore. It's hard to work with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, water-based paint grows less mildew as well. Mm-hmm. But also, you gotta also make sure that there's no trees around your box, and you gotta make sure that right, because the longer you keep that area damp, the more the mildew is gonna grow.
The harder thing is though, if you've like our boxing and fascia was painted with an oil paint, it was. We brought in cedar to do that. And it stayed on forever. But if for now to repaint it, and I don't really want to repaint it because I want it to stay white. I don't want it to go kind of a yellowy color. But if I use an oil paint on it again, or I can't really, to use water paint, a latex paint, and it's TNGV joint, that's a lot of sanding you got to do.
Yeah, you got to strip it all down.
And you got exposed rafters.
No, you just have to prime it. That's it. All you're doing is creating a new surface.
And it's not going to peel off?
No, if you use the right primer, so like our PrepRite Pro Block or our multi-surface, it's sort of like a bonding primer. So you take that, you put it on, let it dry, and then that's now a brand new surface.
Brand new surface of paint.
Now you put your water base on. You see? Now, just to get back to you on the oil paint, yellowing is a natural process of the oil paint.
I know. Aging. It's the varnish that's in it. It's the serpentine. Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
So all you got to do is, instead of sanding, to be honest, it's the ceiling. Nobody's going to be scraping it. Put the primer on, and then you can choose whatever you want to go on top of it.
Let me ask you a question. I know we used to see it a long time ago, 20, 30 years ago, and it was all the rave for exterior decks. It was not... which we call the whitewash or pickling. I know in my experience, pickling works a lot better with an oil base rather than a water base. You got to know how to do pickle good to use a water base because it doesn't pull. What we call pull is easy. It's nice. You could take a stroke from top to bottom with a water base and get a nice pickle. Water base is not so much. Is that something that you find that with different pain products, it's either harder or easier, because I know everyone sells the pickled paint or what we use for it, but you still got to know what you're doing.
When it comes to pickling wood, there's a lot of options you can use. In the old days, they used to take white oil paint and thin it out a lot.
And that's the pickle.
That's the pickles. All you're really doing is wiping on a very diluted amount just to highlight the grain in the wood.
Yeah.
I used to use the latex because I did it once with the oil paint, and then eventually it went to a different color because of the varnish color in it. So I used a latex paint, and I mixed probably 2 to 1 with water.
And then I wiped it on. You don't want to brush it on. You want to wipe it on.
You have to wipe it on
with like a cloth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to.
So now we also have oil pickle that comes ready pickled, right?
Yes.
And you just wipe that on. But most people think, a lot of Bahamians get confused with, they say a varnish. And in the old days, we would have a stain and polyurethane mix.
Yeah.
No. We don't sell that because you don't get the right finish. You can make wood stains look the way you want to do it by adding more coats, by putting it on, because it gives you a little bit of open time. So you can put some on, let it sit for about 5 minutes. The longer you let it sit, the more it absorbs, and then wipe off. Right? So the longer you let it sit and you wipe off, the darker it's going to be.
And you got to go from one end of that T&G all the way to the other.
Yes. Because you got to blend it in.
Yeah, it's a process.
The key to it, though, is when you want to put a polyurethane onto it, do not use the oil. You have to use the water. Oil polyurethane has that amberish tint to it. And so most people, they put numbers. Some people have made the mistake of putting on the pickle and then coming back with the oil polyurethane. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to use Minwax polycrylic or any water-based polyurethane. Urethane, which stays crystal clear.
Yeah, in our pool house, we did the pickling and then we put the varnish on it, but it was oil. So it went
yellow, orange.
So when I redid it, what I did is I sanded down all of the rafters, right? Because that was easier to do. And then I painted all the T&G on the inside, so the pool house ceiling is like that.
White paint now.
White paint with the rafters. Yeah. Because there was no way I was going to sand all of those.
Staining
wood. I mean, you have a lot of people that just wake up in the morning and they say, I'm going to be a painter today. No, it's not that easy.
No, it is not.
Painting,
I'm
going to
screw
paint,
up somebody's job today.
Yeah. The knowledge of paint is a skill, painting is a skill.
That's why they're called artists.
Yeah, exactly.
Where the word came from.
They don't get it. You shouldn't paint in direct sunlight on the outside.
Really?
No, especially at 2 o'clock. Because what's happening is if the wall is hot, when you put that paint on, if you look at a paint film at a cross-section, the paint that's in the sun, that the sun is hitting on, dries before the paint that's touching the wall has a chance to grip to it. So it just peels off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even with, if you paint a wall, but the top of the wall where the corner is, let's say you have a concrete wall and it just goes straight up and then it has, it meets the ceiling.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's just open.
Okay.
Right? If you don't seal up there or you don't paint that well, when rain hits it, like we had all that flooding, the amount of bubbles that will come because water is just shedding down the wall.
And it's going to go behind.
Yeah.
It will find any sort of way.
That's what I meant about doing the top of a wall. If you're painting a wall, right? If you're painting a wall and you paint it this way and then you have to make sure that you paint the top after the sides are done and then do 2 coats and make sure that you go down around the edge so the water doesn't get in there and cause all those huge water bubbles. Yeah.
And just to add to that, right, where the side of the wall meets the top of the wall and you have that corner, that ridge, you got to put a double coat on because anywhere where the corner is, that's the weakest point
for
paint.
That's why you have to overlap for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
got to
stripe coat that first. Then paint the walls.
Another thing that people don't realize, too, is if you have, there's a building that's on Collins Avenue and they have planters. And I keep moving my microphone because my hands are going to try to show something that nobody in the audience can see. Anyway, so what happens is you put the paint on, but because the inside of those planters were never painted with a black tar kind of thing to waterproof it, the paint will always peel off two to three and bubble. Yeah, and it's something that people don't think about. You really when you're doing your house and your foundation, you need to also waterproof that with the same block so that the water doesn't penetrate out to your walls, mm-hmm. because that's why you see all these houses with the bottom of the house where everything's peeling and chalking mm-hmm. and everything yeah. because of the moisture.
The moisture. Moisture's wicking up. Yeah. You have a great point. Anytime you're doing your foundation, mm-hmm. you got to put that black tar right around it. Because what's happening is as the water gets into the ground, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. cement is the worst enemy. It sucks water. Mm-hmm. It comes up through the house uh-huh. and mm-hmm. finds any crack it can find. Mm-hmm. Then you have ever seen that paint or colors where right around where the crack is,
this different color.
It's discoloring.
Yeah.
That's because all the water that's coming through, it's bringing the salts out mm-hmm. and it's eating into the pigment.
Yeah. Of the paint.
Not so much the paint, but the colorant that you've put into the paint. Because you won't see it on white paint.
Right? Okay.
Right.
Because there's no pigment in there inside it. Mm-hmm. But those salts eat into the pigment or the colors of mm-hmm. the paint and just burns it out.
Right. People don't realize that the groundwater, it comes from underneath. Even though you have plastic on your floor, underneath there's still water coming up. Just like when you go out in the morning and you walk in the grass and all of a sudden your feet are wet from the dew.
Yes.
I mean, that's the same stuff that comes up under your foundation.
Now, let me ask you a question, Reto. We mentioned paints. We mentioned the many types of coatings you have. And this is something I'm curious about. Do Sherwin-Williams paint company sell pre-blended stucco in the 5-gallon pail, like
AccuCrete or Premier.
We actually
like you guys carry, because I don't know if I've seen it there.
We carry Total Wall.
Yeah, I like it's the same.
It's an Ethos.
I've used that before.
Yes,
and we can tint it.
Oh, yeah.
Great. So it comes in a base. And
I
we
love
can make,
Total Wall. Total Wall is great,
and we can make the color whatever color you want.
So let me ask you a question, because a lot of people I think we mentioned on several shows before. Mm-hmm. We try to promote some more advancements in construction. And even though it's a little more costly, I tell people all the time, if you can afford to apply the pre-blended stucco that's tinted in the color you like, give us a timeline when you may have to touch that up again. Because I don't think people don't appreciate
25 years ever.
You're painting your house one time.
Yes.
Not every 2 years or every year and every Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you're applying that one time. That's why I think it's a fantastic product.
I love it.
I love the product because it gives you a different profile finish.
Yeah.
So we carry Swirl Fine, which looks looks like rough and smooth. And then we also carry Shot Blast, which looks like a fine wall, like the lime finish.
Mm.
But
you don't carry the Super Fine.
No, the fine is the smallest.
Okay.
And people love it because it's permeable.
Yeah.
So it allows water to come out.
Really?
So it doesn't hold moisture or humidity.
Mm.
But it comes with a primer, and you have to really use that primer properly.
You can use the Loxon primer.
The Loxon primer.
So Total Wall has a special arrangement with Sherwin-Williams because mm-hmm. Total Wall is distributed by Sherwin-Williams as well in the U.S.
Mm.
So we use our Loxon primer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they go over it with the Total Wall.
Yeah.
And it's done. And it's very easy to apply. But Total Wall is also coming out with some newer products that we're trying to, like, roll-on stucco.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can roll the stucco on.
That's going to break open the industry. Roll-on stucco.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure they have to train that, though. Because, come on, you got to train roll-on stucco.
They're rolling like this and not overlapping.
I'll be honest. I do have a sample that I haven't tried.
Okay. I don't know with roll-on. I love a stucco, but I like a hand-applied stucco.
But what happens is you roll it on, and then you have someone coming in the back. So not back rolling, but just doing the
hand.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier to apply than
troweling on.
Because troweling on can be kind of rough because you cannot put it on thicker than the biggest grain that's in the stucco.
What?
Yeah, so the stucco has different size grains.
How do you do that? How do you put it on
so, when
so
you put
thin?
No. It has to be about an eighth of an inch,
mm-hmm.
right, to a quarter inch. But if you put it on and you find as though you cannot see any of the grains,
mm-hmm.
when you go and you float it, you will not get the design. See, the special sand in it, sand granules, that's what creates the design in it when you float it.
Okay.
So if you put it on too thick, the float is not moving around any of the granules. So you're not getting the design.
Yeah.
So you have, so usually they always tell you, when you put it on, make sure that it's not, that you can see the biggest grain at least.
Awesome. You know, you mentioned you can tint it to whatever color you want. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of girl who really wants the factory one that's already done.
Mm-hmm. So colored
that,
from
so
the
that
factory.
I know that if I need two or three more containers, I can just get that, even if I have to bring it in from away.
And they have some cool colors. Yeah.
To make sure
we do that, offer that too.
Yeah, to make sure that it is going to match. Because there's
perfectly.
Nothing worse than you start doing a wall and you're looking and thinking, oh my Lord, it God, this is not exactly the same.
That's a tough one.
Because I'm super anal about things like that.
No, well, the good news is, if you see a color on Total, like we had a client that we brought a special color in for her.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a color on Total Wall, yes, we can get it tinted at their factory and it comes in.
Comes directly. Right. Okay. Yeah. We got a call coming in. Let's take this call, see what you got to say. Call you live. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show as usual. Hi, Debbie.
Is this Miss Wiley?
No, this is Debbie from NPC.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I didn't come in at the beginning, but I'm catching it now. But what I'm listening to, can you tell me the guest and which company he represents, please?
So this is the owner of Sherwin Williams Paint. It's Reto
Giovanoli.
Where? Sherwin Williams Paint.
Yeah, I got that.
Yes, Reto Giovanoli.
He lives in Orlando, but he's here like 12, I think 2 weeks of the month, and then he goes back home for 2 weeks and then back.
Reto's always here if you ask me, because I can talk to Reto every day. I call him.
Well, that's the story he told me.
Yeah. I know that we're getting ready to do some painting.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally, you know, first of all, do you know someone who could paint? I could paint,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So now I'm being educated on this. Do they have persons who come and look at the house and could give you advice before you purchase the paint?
Yes.
And I would like that because, I mean, I don't want to, what I'm learning, this is new to me now, you know, and so I thank you for the education that I'm learning. So I want to be able to come to wherever your Sherwin Williams representatives are here in Athol.
Yes.
And have somebody come to the place. It's a town home, so three of us there, and we'd be able to know exactly what needs to be done. It's three stories, very tall, so we need help with getting that kind of job done.
Not a problem. Yeah, you can come into our main store, which is on Tonique Darling Highway at the roundabout. You'll see a big Sherwin Williams Paint sign there.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and,
I know exactly what I mean.
Yes, and you can come in, and if you leave your name, number, we can definitely reach out to you. It is important that you know what you need to be done or what needs to be done before the painter says, oh, this one needs to be done.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling. I am so blessed.
Yeah, so here's my suggestion. If you go to Sherwin Williams and speak to the one of the paint professionals, tell them, this is what I'd like done to my home or residence, then they will advise you, this is before you engage the painter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
Right.
That's what
and
I want.
Say you heard it on the radio when.
Nail it. I hope I get a discount for you to nail it now.
We will take care of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Debbie and friends.
Thank you for calling. So, Reto, I tell you, that's one of the benefits I tell people all the time of listening to the show. There's things you think you know, and then when the experts comes on and shares their experience and their vantage point, it increases your knowledge, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, after the break, we have to get into more of this stucco because I want there to be a revolution in this country. For the last 52-plus years, we're still painting and repainting, what
every
I believe
year.
That we need to just bite the bullet and apply a total wall or pre-blended stucco finish to your home, which has the color in it, and you paint it one time.
Especially if you want to be environmentally friendly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you should not be painting every single year.
No, not.
But I think it's a bit of the culture, though.
It is.
You smell pink during Christmas.
You don't feel it's Christmas.
It ain't Christmas.
It's weird, though. We are like that.
But truthfully, you know, things are so expensive these days. If there's certain things,
yeah, I don't want to paint every edge. Exactly.
I mean, of your budget.
I agree 100%.
Like the lady calling, I got a two-story home, two townhouse time. Yep. Right? Painting that, you have to scaffold the home.
Yes.
To get to the soffits, it's costly. It is costly.
It is. Well, I guess we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Let's go to our first break. We'll see you on the other side.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines. Maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
When we started Storm Frame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at Storm Frame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the out islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
When your building renovation projects are go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
Since independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has been mandated to expand our nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies, from Grand Bahama to Inagua. Our clients come from all sectors of local industry, from manufacturing to agriculture to the creative industries to the mailboat that brings it all to you. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website today to apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. We're having a great conversation about paint, application coating, floor coverings, and the whole like. It's been an exciting, exciting conversation. Well, we got our next caller that was holding for a while, so let's take this call first. Call you live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
I'm listening to you. Good evening to your guests and your panelists.
Yes,
I'm listening to the show, and from you started, the most informative show, the best show in the entire Bahamas.
I think so. Thank you.
Sweet of you. Thank you.
Really, really get the name. You're really hitting it on the nail.
Thank you.
You know, and for a lot of homeowners,
yeah,
this is a show you need to listen to.
I swear.
Take your pen and your paper and your book out
and take some notes. Show
and write down all of the information that you would need to repair your house. Some of these things they're talking about are just simple you can do.
Yeah.
And information is out there that you can acquire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're living in the flood zone. We see what time it is. This is me, sir. When y'all from y'all first come on, I haven't missed a Thursday.
Wow.
Oh, that's so
that
sweet.
That was awesome. Over a year.
Yeah.
I thank you. Y'all are the most informative show. After hearing all the rhetoric and all the shows, after all these, all day, all morning, listen to me. You guys are making it happen for the Bahamian people. Only need to listen now.
Thank you.
And
so you know
what's going on. It's just not about selling an idea. It's about investing in a home that you have and learning how to
maintain and take care of it. Yeah.
And learning how to listen to good advice.
Absolutely.
Thank
so you,
you
guys are actually doing what you say. You are nailing it.
Nailing it.
So thank you, and I'll always be a fan of the show. For right now, you are. If anybody who has any investment in a home, you should be listening to the show. So this should be your number one show you listen to.
Thank you.
Because it gives you guidance.
That is so true.
How you can protect your home, advice, and how you can get people to help you how go about to build your home. Got advice on how to go about getting like Sherwin Williams, how about selecting paints at your home. So these are the things. You don't just want to buy a home and let it rest. Our problem is we don't know how to listen to how to have restorative the homes. We don't know how to manage when it comes to do restorative things in the country. That's why everything breaks down. So listen to these people if you have a home. And invest into this show every Thursday. Get us your black book. Go back to school. Write down the ideas. Get the information. And listen to Nail It. Because you will nail it when you have your home and learn to upkeep it.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for your call.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and you can also get in touch with us by, you know, contacting admin at BahamianContractors.com or on our website that we have, which is www.BahamianContractors.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Facebook page.
Yeah, on
Instagram page.
Yeah, we're social.
You know, and if you contact Donna and you ask her a question about something, she will contact one of us and somebody will get
back
in
touch
with you.
Yeah.
And I don't mind going to people's houses and taking a look and see what they need. So that's kind of what we do. I even though we had our sponsors.
Yeah, run through this.
Yeah, I just want to go through. It's a very short list right now, but it won't be next week. So we have ART, we have Bahamas Safety Solutions, we have Family Guardian, and our newest Bahamas Development Bank, who just came on board about 2 weeks ago.
And Sherwin Williams Paint.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes, from last week. You forget we did it last week. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, Sherwin Williams Paint.
My apologies. Yeah. Yes, and Sherwin Williams. Yes.
So let's get back into this conversation. Because this is where we're talking about transforming. You know, while we're nailing it, we're trying to transform the way we do things. Because part of what has been holding us back, in my belief, is because we don't like to change from fixing. And you did mention before in the break, culturally, we like to paint. Every Christmas, we like to smell it. It goes to the pine tree. It's the thing. But we get questions all the time. How do I build a home more, you know, cost effectively? How do we maintain our homes? And we talked about the total wall exterior stucco system. Because for me, if you tell me it costs $10,000 to paint my house, right? The exterior. It may not cost so much, right? That's fine. But I have to paint my house every 2 years. Let's go a 10-year span. That means in 10 years, I'm at least painting my home five times. Last time I checked, 10,000 times five is $50,000.
That's a lot.
That's just 10 years.
But
you tell me if I did a total wall system on my home and I applied that, let's say it costs $25,000, $30,000 first application on my home.
Wouldn't be that much, but yeah.
But exactly. Let's say it costs $20,000 one time. And I never have to paint my home again. Look at the savings now. And I think that's how homeowners should look at things.
Looking at it. And total wall is great. But to be fair to paint, you're assuming that you will have to paint every 2 years. No. If you use good quality paint, that'll last you at least 6-7 years.
Unfortunately, they're going to want to paint it anyway every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
Thankfully.
For the new Christmas.
Thankfully.
Yeah, for the new Christmas feel.
So the thing is, and we're not trying to get this.
No, we're not trying to get them to stop it.
No, no.
But you're given options.
Yeah.
You're given options. Total wall is great. But if you, if let's say you say, you know what, total wall is not
your
way.
I'm tired of this color, yeah.
Yeah. If total wall is not your way, there is a way with paint as well, which is prime the wall properly and use a top quality paint that will last, and also pick a nice color, meaning one that's fade resistant. Stay away from the reds.
Blues and the pinks.
Stay away from the pinks. And it's not so much the paint
that's
failing.
Stay away from the pinks. Have you looked across the landscape of New Providence?
But
pink,
if you're buying,
pink is our favorite
but
color.
If you buy the
pink
wrong,
and yellow.
But
come
if you
on
buy
around.
The wrong
but
one, it's going to fade.
Pink and yellow is what we got.
And it's not so much the paint that's fading. It's the colorant that's in
the
it.
Paint. Okay.
So to make pink, we got to use a colorant called New Red. And this goes for all manufacturers.
Okay.
Benmore, PPG, all those guys. New Red is not meant for the outside.
Really?
It will fade. Yellow is another colorant.
Favorite of behemoths.
Will fade.
Mm.
And so it's not so much the paint. You'll know that it's paint failure if the paint chalks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right? But if the paint fades, that's just the natural fading of the actual colorant that's in the paint that we put into the paint to get that color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want it to fade, you paint it white. You can paint a nice cream. You can paint a nice brown, like an off-white. Those colors are more steadfast. And you can have, and with quality paint, you can have that on there for good. We've had customers that had their paint on for 8 years.
Yeah. Wow.
But I wasn't trying to take away from the painting.
No, sure.
It's just being a homeowner is very tedious and costly, right? There's always something that needs to be done,
absolutely.
Right? So if you can eliminate a lot of the things that don't have to be done on a regular basis,
then that's your list.
But it'll be a lot easier for you to replace the dryer or the washing machine or retile somewhere or, you know, repair leaks if you have them or, you know, if you've got, like, with the flooding and everything, you've had all your planters up to your house and they're running into the house, and there's things that you can actually change and do without having to do the things that, you know, you've done because it's force of habit. But it's costly and it's tedious, and then once you do all of that, then all of a sudden something goes wrong and they say, oh, really, you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, let's
or
try
another
to
crack
make
forms.
Oh Lord.
And then you have to fix the crack.
Yeah.
And you got to get the right color.
And you have to have the right color. Let me ask you.
You want to enjoy being a homeowner.
And because we don't touch this most, we don't touch hardly ever. We hardly ever touch this topic, but this is new. And I think persons need to start appreciating this. What does Sherwin-Williams carry for waterproofing around entrances before you install your windows and doors? Now, I know that there are industrial products out there, but a lot of persons don't understand that it is important too still to waterproof around your opening.
Yes. Sherwin-Williams does not make a product that's specifically made
that.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will say that. They don't make a product that you would have to go.
Can you use that Sherwin-Williams cells that meets the kind of qualification for waterproofing? Because you got the Somay.
We do have
Can
a
you
product.
Use that?
We do have a product called Loxon. Loxon is a masonry line that we carry, right? Masonry coating line. And we do have a water blocking primer finish.
Okay.
Right? But I wouldn't say, tell a client you can use that to waterproof around your windows.
Okay.
Because they do have products that's specially made for that.
For those window openings,
but what about if you put a waterproofer on it and then after you replace your windows and you put your caulking on, you know, will that stick to it or not stick to it? See, that's one thing that I would worry about.
One thing that I would say, it will stick. Okay. But when you're sealing your windows, mm-hmm. use 100% silicone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have to put it on after you paint, mm-hmm. not before.
Not before you paint.
Because paint does not stick to silicone.
Right.
It will peel. We used to have a silicone that was paintable, mm-hmm. but they stopped producing it.
Really?
Yeah. It bothered me. So, but you have to seal in those cracks around the windows. Mm-hmm. You have to put it on after you paint it. Yeah, because if you put it on before, mm-hmm. then you have to cut, because then if you paint over it, mm-hmm. it's going to peel off.
It's going
to
peel off.
So you paint first, mm-hmm. and then you put a nice bead of caulking there, and mm-hmm. you can use a nice caulking tool to mm-hmm. get that nice yeah. finished look, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it can come off of you. Okay. Yeah. And that's, we don't talk about it.
No.
We don't talk about it, and guess and what? There are houses you go to, and you could either smell, or if you look in the windowsill, it says chalking was not, and it's because they probably had around the window caulked paint. The paint's now gone from around the caulking. The caulking's probably started to have little holes in it, and now you're getting, not heads of water, but you're getting moisture probably still seeping right. through.
And in the old days, you'd put a wood buck on the window. I never do that, because the wood... It'll rot.
Yeah, I don't put wood bucks either.
Yeah.
I fasten directly to the masonry.
I mean, the other thing you can do as well is we do carry a product. It's not a Sherwin-Williams product, but it's a dry lock mm-hmm. product. Yeah. And we call it Dry Lock Extreme.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it actually protects against wind-driven rain. You can use it as a primer finish, mm-hmm. or you can put it on and then coat it. You can use that too.
So in the same conversation, let's say you're inside a wet space on a second floor. Mm-hmm. Does Sherwin-Williams carry a... waterproofing for, let's say, shower, bathroom floor?
Mm-mm.
No.
We would carry products. Let's say that you have moisture coming through your wall on the inside, mm-hmm. and you have blistering. You scrape that off. We carry products like that locks on waterproofing that you put on two coats. Mm-hmm. It can stop up to about 13 PSI of water pressure. Mm. And then you recoat it.
And you recoat it.
And then you don't have that problem. Okay. The moisture will find somewhere else to go. Mm-hmm. Moisture will find
somewhere. Of course.
However, if you can find the defect and mm-hmm. fix the building defect to stop the moisture from coming in, mm-hmm. it saves time.
Okay. Right.
So, like, if that's... Like, I have an issue now with one of my windows. With all that rain, the water mm-hmm. came in. It's coming through the tiles, through the grout lines, the efflorescence. Mm-hmm. So I have to go and reseal all of my windows, stop the problem before it gets inside.
Wow.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. That is interesting. So now we're almost at the top of your structure. Now, I don't like to do it. I know people do it. Paint your asphalt shingles. Yeah,
I don't like to,
but I know you got a product that you could use on it. What do you recommend? If you want to do it, we recommend that everyone does it, mm-hmm. but I tell you what the advantage is. Your shingles won't lift up during a hurricane.
That's true.
They will not go anywhere.
And also, when you paint it white, it reflects instead of absorbs. And
I know you're white. Your shingles are white.
I have red clay tiles.
You got red clay on the White House?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You lost me now. So when you paint that the white on, it reflects, right? Mm-hmm. And also,
it feels cooler.
And also, shingles are made out of tar.
Mm-hmm.
So of course they just absorb the heat, and that makes your house hot.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what the elastomeric was meant for. It was meant more for. Membrane type roofs,
yes. mm-hmm.
flat roofs, mm-hmm. but also it reflected the heat to keep it mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
In the Bahamas, we don't use it for that. They don't even know. So they use it to keep the shingles down.
Yes.
Now, the problem is this.
Mm-hmm. Tell me the problem.
To use that elastomeric mm-hmm. to keep the shingles down, mm-hmm. you have to do it the proper way.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Meaning, you have to prime it fully.
Prime
and then put two coats, one north to south, the other one east to west.
Really?
The reason why is this. Elastomeric coatings are thick, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have all those ridges mm-hmm. of the shingles, if you leave one speck of a pinhole open,
it can get under.
Water will get inside.
Yeah.
It will never dry. You will never know, and your roof will rot.
Serious?
That is the problem.
Oh, so I see why you say you don't preferably recommend.
No. Mind you, if they lay the shingles, if you have a shingle guy that lays the shingles properly,
mm-hmm.
you should not lose and shingles.
It's, what'll happen is 15, 20 years after, it's the persons don't have the enough money to actually redo the roof.
So they just want to
flip
them.
And during a hurricane, what'll happen is they're brittle, so they break off.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's better to actually paint the roof than it is to have all these little black spots where you know that the water's going to get in.
So we got a text. We got a text. And my apology, text. I just saw your message. So the question was, Reto, what is the best primer to use? He says, I'm starting to see mold on my fascia board after building my roof. It hasn't been primed as yet, but he's already starting to see mold on his fascia board.
Okay, so on the fascia board, it's growing because it's feeding on the wood. You have to clean that down with a little bit of bleach and water. Not too strong a bleach. You know, bleach can go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Get it cleaned. And then if the fascia board is pressure treated, then we use the oil primer. If it's not pressure treated, you can use a regular primer and then top coat it with the water.
But is it normal to see mold that, you know?
It depends on the environment.
You may have hugging trees.
Hugging trees on it, if there's no wind flow around it.
Shade.
Shade. They love those damp areas.
Yes.
Keep all the trees. I hate trees.
The tree line sitting over the roof.
Because rodents get on top of that too.
Yes.
Rodents use trees
to get on top of
the roof. I have raccoons.
They're the worst things in life. They are the worst things.
Raccoons. If they get inside, you're in problems.
Oh, my God's sake.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Well, it just like that, we are out of time, but I want you to close out final thoughts on Sherwin-Williams. I mean, this has been an exciting conversation. I think we learned a ton of stuff, but give the listening audience the final thoughts about Sherwin-Williams, the paints, the store, what your thoughts are.
Well, thank you for having me. And as I said, we have two stores, one in the east, which is Prince Charles, and one in the center.
In the center.
It's literally in the center on Tunique Darling Highway. Come to us for colors. We have a product for every way shape you can have. Primers, architectural paint. We have cabinet paint, our gallery series. We didn't even have a chance to touch on that. It went so quick.
You have to come back.
Yeah, because we did not talk about saving opportunities.
Yes.
You don't have to replace the cabinet if you get a great painter and you refinish it.
We have industrial paints, but we pride ourselves on service.
Yes.
So you come in, you feel welcomed. You don't feel whatever we don't know, we will try to find out. The internet is right there. And we've started something where we have a lot of sales now. So we're not, people think that we're expensive. We're not expensive.
I don't know why they think that.
I don't know why it's up, but that's, they think Sherwin-Williams, oh my God. We are not, we have something
name
for
brand.
Everybody's
it
budget.
It is a name brand boutique name.
Yeah.
You know,
but
you see it on television.
Well, we have something for everybody's budget, and we can make it happen. But we, our next sale has been coming up soon.
Okay.
So listen out
Christmas
for it.
Christmas time coming.
Christmas
time to start to paint the house.
Yes.
Now,
I
poke at it all the time, but I've only lived in my house for 6 years and I've painted the house 5 times. So
what?
Yeah, I change color a lot. I'm that guy. I change color a lot.
No. We were having the wrong conversation with the wrong person.
Outside or inside?
Outside.
Oh, Lord God.
Literally, I like to change the way the house look every 2 years.
Anyway, we also have to talk about something quickly because I know the show's over and I already invited him, but he can't come because he's going home tomorrow. Yes.
All right, I got to eat your cake.
Anyway, we have our mix and mingle tomorrow. It's at the Nassau Yacht Club from 6:30 to 9:30.
Awesome time.
Come early because free drinks and food while it lasts.
Yeah.
And we've got
music. So that we can party all night on your dime.
You're going to meet people that you never even knew were here and didn't even know that they did what they did. And it's going to be so exciting. You're going to have really a good, great time.
I'm excited. Looking forward to it. It's
going
to be a splendid time. And all day, people have been hitting me up asking where they can get tickets. I tell them you could go online or you could pay at the door.
Yes.
Come and just enjoy yourself.
Try to bring the right change, though, because we're not a bank. We got a pocket with maybe 220s. So, try to bring the right change.
But this has been an exciting, fantastic show, and we thank our guests for coming.
Yes,
thank you for
so
being
much.
A sponsor of our show. And I tell you what, I now am more excited to repaint my house a year. So you started it.
So this will be 7.
Then we got to turn you on the total wall now.
No, I think I still got a couple more years of repainting the house until I get tired of it. But this has been another exciting edition of Nailed It, and we look forward to everyone being back with us next Thursday, 6:30 on Guardian Radio FM.
Yes. There is a time to fight.
face stormy weather. But we are always standing strong, a lifetime together.
The years following independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has carried out our mandate of expanding and diversifying the nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies from Grand Bahama in the north to Inagua in the south. Our clients come from all sectors of domestic industry. We are proud to support local manufacturing, technology, agricultural projects, and creative works that draw from our native heritage. We will continue to finance inter-island transport from the mailboats of yesterday to the ships of the future. Let us power the possibilities of the new economy together. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website at www.bdb.gov.bs to complete your application today.
When your building renovation projects are go, go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store. Find unbeatable prices, unmatched service, and an expanded selection of building essentials. Drywall and plywood, tools and thinset, insulation and hardware too. It's all at CBS Pro Store. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, and industry professionals in the know can now go pro at the all-new CBS Pro Store, 103 Robinson Road.
When we started Storm Frame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at Storm Frame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the out islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas!
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates as little as 5% down for first-time buyers and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines. Maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about machinery and energy limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.